We're just normal men.
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
Bonjour, you beautiful people, and welcome to the Gone Off on a Tangent podcast. No intro this week of any witty nature, just a reminder we've got some sponsors in a minute that I forgot last week. We'll tidy that up in about 30 seconds. Evening all, Wilson.
Now then.
DT.
Buongiorno.
Oh, hey-o. Continental tonight. Where are you? We're a yoghurt and an apple at a Premier Inn.
How are you, Adam?
I'm very well. My voice is slightly gone. I forget to be excited at the game yesterday, but you're all good.
Yeah, you were playing 24 hours later than normal, weren't you?
Yeah, that's never going to catch on, Sunday at 3. That's not a time to play football. It feels like it's Saturday, for a start, because it's all the usual routine. You leave the house at the same time. Traffic's not that horrendous, because it's the weekend. You park up, and then you got to go to work. Because it's Sunday night.
Top of the league.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how that's happened, if I'm honest. 17-point gap.
It's a pretty happy room tonight, I must admit.
Yeah, footballing-wise. We've got one guy that's into the semi-final of the FA Cup. One's team is playing like Brazil in League One. And we've just gone top of the pile in a season where I never thought that would actually happen. So, no, it's really interesting, isn't it, when things start to go your way. But 17 points is mad.
Was it Leicester who win the FA Cup, weren't they? So
yes, they didn't play. They're supposed to play Southampton as well on the Friday night. That would have been a very interesting game. They have got a game in hand, but it's not till towards the back end of the season. But Sky being Sky have now moved like all the games around, so nobody's really kicking off.
At the same time.
Yeah, so like the next game's around Easter time. We've got Watford, and we're the last game. So Leicester at 12:30, Ipswich, I think, are 5:30, and we're 8 o'clock. And very similar on Easter Monday, so it's going to be carnage.
You'd rather have points on the board, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would, but if there's a capacity for something to go wrong, Leeds will find it. I'm sure, so I'm not getting as carried away as some are on Twitter, starting to dish some shit out, which is not my style. We'll do that at the end of the season, when we've actually hopefully done something. But to this point, it's been amazing. We've only conceded 3 goals since the turn of the year, and none of them are from open play or from set pieces. Our points tally is ridiculous. We're number 1 in all the metrics. We really are kicking on this half of the year, so hopefully it continues, but that's enough of that. How did it feel to finally beat Liverpool for the first time in about 20 years?
Oh, it was
stupid.
Fucking great, wasn't it?
I heard it on the radio because obviously I was at the game, but it did sound like a decent game.
Great game of football.
In fact, I had BBC Radio Leeds on, sort of our post-game stuff, people ringing in and stuff, like idiots ringing up, still moaning about something. I don't know. Well, it was good, but I think we should have had more corners or something like that, you know what I mean? And then I thought, okay, it was 2-2 in extra time, right?
2-2 in extra time, yeah.
So I didn't know you'd got the third. Liverpool had got the third. And then when I clicked in, they'd said, that's a great goal, yada, 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 all that nonsense. And I said, it's 3-3. It's like, blimey. You never normally get goals in extra time. And then they had that corner that I haven't seen yet. And then up the end and goal into the semis.
Yeah.
Where you will play Coventry City.
It's not a bad draw either, is it?
Yeah, Coventry will fancy themselves. You're still shy, aren't you? You
know, I mean, I mean, to be fair, the first half an hour, we played really well yesterday.
I hadn't seen it.
I only saw extra time, to be fair. I was at cricket training.
I saw Klopp lose his shit after, which was quite funny. Can't wait for him to go.
Literally, only Liverpool fans like that bloke.
Yeah, massively. Same when Mourinho was here, wasn't it?
Great manager.
Clearly a great manager, but...
Huge bellend.
He's a whopper.
Yeah, he's a proper whopper.
So I'm not, was he Norwegian, the guy, or Danish, one of the two?
Yeah.
It was relatively easy, like softball questions. He wasn't horrendous. Although I don't think he said anything about the guy's weight. I think he meant, you're clearly not on good form, is what I think he meant. Mm. I didn't take it from that, but I thought it was a bit prickly.
Yeah.
Bit of a prickly pair.
Just a sore loser, one
thing. Let me just break and just quickly do the sponsors, because I don't want to be...
You're going to forget again.
I don't want to WhatsApp you. Oh, I've forgotten again. Let's do you first.
Oh, wait.
You do it.
Take me for a drink, mate. Fucking hell.
Riding dry. You do it. It's your company.
Yeah, but you can do it.
Oh, Tipsy Imp.
There we go.
Job done. Job done.
Head to tipsyimp.co.uk. Or is it The Tipsy Imp?
The Tipsy Imp.
Where you can get one of our beanies just in time for summer to turn up. obviously, other merchandise available, and you'll find out about all their wonderful bar facilities. There's a horse box, other bits and bobs. You will find them at Sinsel Bank every match day, serving wonderful pints. You'll get service with a smile and flexible rates. Is that about right?
Very good.
Nailed it.
I mean, it wasn't so friendly on Saturday. DT's face was a picture.
Well, what happened?
He was hung over to fuck.
Oh. Yeah, you had a bigger, didn't you?
Yeah, just what you want.
Which is wonderful. What a wonderful segue. Small Beer Limited, multi-award winning wholesaler from Lincolnshire. Cask ale and craft beer specialists. Head to all the W's, smallbeerwholesale.co.uk for all your beer, wine, gin, spirits, everything under the sun, if you own a pub, needs.
And now gas.
And now gas, which is the next announcement.
Collection
a lot of gas
only
in this room.
Until the end of April.
But that is a big one. I work in the industry, clearly. That is a big, big thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Massive, yeah.
Full 100% service now. Wonderful reps, wonderful people. Now you get your gas as well. Yes. They have to come collect them in a minute, but I'm sure that'll change eventually. But yeah, they won an award Friday night, and that is why you were hungover, Dan. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes. You look wonderful in your little black tie, mate.
Thank you very much. Scrub up.
Now you've trimmed your beard back a little bit.
Yeah, it was good.
Because when you went to the other awards too, a couple of weeks ago, you were a little bit over the hill. Over the bow tie.
Yeah, it looked like I had a big
Yeah,
slit
one big
in
merge.
My beard. Yeah.
You won an award there and all, didn't you?
Yeah.
What were the two awards, Dan?
Absolutely cleaning up. The one at the Budweiser Awards was we came third in the best of the best category, which is something that we've never won before.
Which is a national prize.
That's national, yeah. And then the Field to Fork Food and Drink Wholesaler of the Year, I think it was.
Which is a Lincolnshire
Award. Business Awards, yeah.
There you go.
You'll be in for a Mobo next. Going up and accepting it for your rap album.
Mm.
What would that be? What would the title of that rap album be? Slappy and the Gang.
Slappy and the Gang.
I don't know.
Happy Eggs.
Beardy G. I don't know.
You were very busy on Saturday, weren't you?
It was heaving, mate, yeah.
Tipsy.
Could you have done without that hangover?
Could have definitely done
without
that hangover.
His eyes were like piss holes in the snow. They were horrific.
I had a pint to try and straighten me out, but it did a job for it. Just prolonged the agony, I think.
I read something online the other week. It was things not to do if you've got a hangover. And one of the things
Serve
was...
thousands of people
yeah,
alcohol.
Well, that, football fans as well. No, one was like, oh, don't... Hair of the Dog was the title. All it does is prolong the hangover. Yeah, that's the whole fucking point. Yeah.
You dicks. Don't want it to hit me.
Oh, fucking knobhead wrote this.
Yeah, it was a heavy one. I just vaguely remember leaving Rob's house at about 1:15, and then next thing you know, it's 4:30, I'm still in the bathroom, passed out. Yeah. I won't go into any more detail
than
that.
I'd never get in that state. I'm too grown up these days.
But it was, it was fairly loose. I was pissed as I've been for a long time, actually.
Yeah, you were celebrating.
Yeah.
No shame in that.
No.
It was a great night.
Is your bathroom floor comfy?
It is, mate, yeah.
We've all slept on the bathroom floor, haven't we? Yeah. As a group, as a collective? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You've not done it right if you haven't.
I almost got picked up by my heavily pregnant wife because she was worried I was going to die. Because I was just lat on the floor, passed out, good few years ago now. Is what it is. And then did you get in to see Lincoln, I'm assuming?
Yes. Yep.
That liquid football. Oh. You were there, right?
I watched it, yeah.
Yes. Thoughts?
Really good. Really good.
Messaged me after 20 minutes when we were 3-0 up going, what the fuck has happened to Lincoln? I've been for ages.
Honestly, it was fucking
Never
very
do that
good.
Again, by
it
the way.
It was very Why? Good.
I don't know if I want. It was ours before it was yours. You're welcome. Bit of the David Sommer.
Yeah, they were very impressive.
They're a good side now, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's Stevenage is tonight. Have I got that right? Which is Monday, by the way, we're recording. I'm sure they're playing tonight.
No, they played Saturday.
Oh, no, it's Crawley Stockport. Equally two shit sides.
Yeah. However, what wasn't impressive was the referee.
That's a pen. I'm a Dutchman.
It was fucking atrocious.
He won the clear ball, like all of the ball in the challenge.
This isn't an exaggeration. It's genuinely the worst penalty decision I've seen live at a game ever.
It was horrendous, isn't it?
He literally couldn't have played more of the ball.
It almost got to a point in that game on Saturday where the referee thought, this is getting very one-sided now.
I'm bored.
I need to do something.
Yeah, I'm going to just
jazz it up a bit. I'm just going to make something fucking happen.
Pen, send someone off, shits and giggles.
But the thing is, that when we were three, in fairness, at half time, I thought it could have been 3-0. Our keeper made three really good saves in the first half. And I would say Bristol Rovers probably were on top towards half time.
Yeah.
And then we got the fourth, then went down to 10. Then they got the penalty, which was hilarious because then the guy, John Terry'd it and slipped and fucking launched it. Like Raheem,
just landed it.
Like Raheem Sterling's bloody free kick, which was equally hilarious.
It's always interesting though because they're invited then to absolutely go for it.
Yeah.
And all it did was just leave gaps for you to, to pick them off.
Did you watch it?
I watched it back after.
Yeah.
I mainly wanted to see the penalty decision. It was so horrendous.
Bad. So bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. It's the same group of players from 3 months ago.
The Imps push on for playoffs, bit of luck.
Yeah. Mm.
Some people had some very good odds. I looked on Friday, it was sevens.
Yeah, it's
which I wish I'd shoved a five on, if I'm honest.
I think it's now threes after Sunday.
You were 25s to be promoted.
I've got friends who've got 40-1 and are just finishing in the playoffs.
I mean, that's good value.
On the 6th of Feb, we were 18 points off.
So have they told you why they put that bet on?
Because
at that time, you weren't playing that well at that time.
No, I think at that point, we'd just beaten Burton away, and it was kind of like we are literally slap bang in the middle. Some people were like hedging their bets and kind of backing us to be relegated and also backing us to get the playoffs.
You were a little bit worried about relegation at one point.
Absolutely was, mate. Yeah, like I said to you on the phone this morning, you know, that first 10-12 games Scabala was here, I was just like, what the fuck is going on? We'd seen nothing of what you were
described.
So I was kind of like losing faith in that a little bit, and then yeah, something has just clicked, and we're absolutely flying now.
It is one to watch though, because you're scoring a hell of a lot of goals, you're playing some really good football, and you're just riding the crest of a wave. And I've seen lots of Lincoln fans, to their credit, go, doesn't really matter about this season, obviously you want to sneak in the playoffs. But they're very excited about next season.
The fact that 10 weeks ago not even 10 weeks ago, a bit less than that, I'd say 6 or 7 weeks ago, the fact that we are now within touching distance of the playoffs, it's like, well, fucking happy days. Like it's a bonus that none of us, we just thought it was going to be another mid-table finish, and that was that. But it's just really kind of revved everybody up for the last kind of 2 months of the season.
I'm going to stop predicting stuff in the EFL. Because it's literally pointless.
It is mental, yeah. It's been a ridiculous season.
But at all the levels, like the championships are absolutely, I mean, it's always mental, the championship, but it's crazy. That's crazy in League One. Even the title race, well, not necessarily the title race, but the promotion race in League One has been a bit crazy, with it flip-flopping between certain sides. I'm not sure about relegation. I'm not sure about what happens in League Two. That's starting to take shape now.
Mansfield are top, aren't they?
Let's have a look.
And flying.
Yeah, and then so Stockport play tonight. So they'll go 2 points behind them and a game in hand. Wrexham, obviously it's three up in it straight away. Wrexham. A level point to them, MK Dons. So yeah. But Barrow, sixth.
Yeah.
Up the farms. AS Wimbledon, seventh currently, which is a playoff spot in that division. And then what is nice to see is Forest Green
going down.
Well, they're level points with Colchester, the Cowleys.
And I think, did Sutton beat Forest Green at the weekend, I think?
I have no idea.
I think so.
I could look, but it seems like it's
1-0.
It's great knowledge, it's 1-0 to Sutton.
Well done, Jeff.
Great.
Excellent
knowledge.
Work.
Who scored?
No idea.
Dave Peterson.
Close. Josh Coley.
Oh, so very close. Who beat who? Sutton beat who?
Forest Green.
Forest Green.
Oh, that's a good result. Up the Sutton. We lost them in FA Cup years ago.
Mm.
They won't carve a plastic pitch now, can they?
No.
Did you watch any of the FA Cup magic other than your game?
It was wild, wasn't it?
It was good, wasn't it?
It was how quarterfinals of the FA Cup should be played.
But everyone picked like full strength sides.
Yeah.
We got to witness one of the greatest own goals ever scored in the Chelsea game.
Finish, wasn't it?
What a finish. Could peel a banana with that left boot.
Yeah.
Look up, mate.
I showed it to a guy on the concourse at Leeds. I was sitting next to him and he went, wait, own goal? I went, yeah. And he went, oh. I said, yes. It's great. And he went, well, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
And then they beat us 3-2 last minute and they beat Leicester 3-2.
4-2.
I think if...
Oh, yeah, they put another one in there.
I think Leicester don't get that player sent off, I reckon they win that game.
Yeah. Football's all about momentum, baby. So yeah, Coventry, happy days.
That was insane.
Their first semi-final since they won it in 87. And they beat us in the semi-final that year.
Good on them.
Well, they, they've been back since.
I got out of the car to go watch the football. And they were like, yeah, it's 94th minute. The Wolves fans are singing. They're off to Wembley. So I turned that off. Walked to the ground. And someone's like, Coventry are through. I was like, you are? Was it truly like 94th minute?
God bless football.
94th was the equaliser.
Yeah.
And then, as Chris Nelson said in the container, scored again in the 90-10th.
90-10. Count them on your hands and toes. And then Mark Robbins decided to turn around and give it some to a ball boy.
Fucking.
I haven't actually seen this. Oh, I've
mate, it's majestic.
It.
It's quality.
It's a good. So I'll describe it for you, Wilson. Crouching onto your knees, sort of lowering your body, and giving it the two fist pump, and then going back for a bit more. So one of these. And then going back and.
I'm a bit disturbed because everything you've just said yes, and done about a, bill, and about a boy.
About a boy.
No, he's not.
Sounds pretty him, paedophilic, if I'm honest. No, like, and I'm not allowed to use the words.
He's done it at him. He's done it at him.
Right, I'm going to need context to it now. I'm going to have a look.
And then he...
Gary O'Neill was a bit over, like...
And then he threw a fist up to him. After, as well. He'd gone for a double fist... To a single fist.
This is going,
and then Gary O'Neill, what I love is, the internet never forgets. So suddenly, like, he was rabbiting on about it. Fuck off, mate. Go off your eye horse. It's about emotion. It is what it is. Probably inappropriate. That's and he's apologised.
Emotion-wise.
He got carried away.
In my opinion, O'Neill just needs to take his emotion out of it and think, fucking hell, if that had been us that had won 3-2.
Don't be a sanctimonious prick.
Exactly.
And then within 3 minutes, people have found loads of shit about him that he's done.
Oh yeah, you can't get away with
that. Like admitting to weird decisions, like getting people not playing games and stuff so he could watch, he took a yellow as a player so he could have Christmas off.
Yeah, classic.
So you can fuck off. Mm. Not interested.
Yeah.
There was one guy who said, oh, nice to hear you've found some morals, Gary, after we'd arrived at your training ground to interview you and he told us to piss off come back 24 hours later.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So the kid gave him shit first.
No, the kid, in extra time, I think it was, the ball went out of play. He grabbed it, dropped it, walked off and smiled.
Oh, fuck him then.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, shit.
It's a good life lesson.
Yeah, Mark Robbins.
Chat shit, get banged.
Absolutely.
Life lesson.
Absolutely.
And the kid ran on the pitch to get a shirt off a Coventry player. So I hope he's facing a 5-year or a lifetime ban. Came into the field of play, mate. Look how old you are. That is illegal.
He was loving it though, wasn't he?
Yeah, good on him. Good kid.
And started like getting the crowd up for it.
He'll be in the pub when he's 30 with that shirt still clinging to it. His dad were on 5 Live going on about it.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. He rang up 606 with Robbie Savage, who is still to this day the worst pundit ever. What a wanker. Honestly. He's a bit like Gary Neville in this instance. How can you talk about anyone's football club when you, like at Macclesfield, he's sacking managers weekly?
Mm.
Just manage it yourself. Clearly, that's what you want to do. Put a little tracksuit on and go and manage it. He was giving a Gateshead fan some shit. Oh, what Gates did you get? And he was like, oh, 1,500, something like that. And he went, oh, how many? He's been really friendly, the Gateshead fan. He's like, oh, how many are you bringing, Robbie? Because they're playing in the FA Trophy or something. He's like, how many are you bringing? We'll be in trouble, that. We'll fill the ground for you. So fuck off, mate. You're on like live BBC radio and you're a pundit.
Yeah.
Fucking turn it in. It's the sort of shit we'd say on here. Yeah. Ball bag.
Have you heard that story from when he was younger with Dean Windass?
That is one of the greatest stories any footballer's ever told.
He's fucking genius. Have you heard it, Dan?
I probably have.
So he was playing Dean Windass in a game and he was giving him all the shit, saying, oh, and then fatty, all the way through the game. And Dean Windass, basically after the game, was like, I'm going to find him.
He lost his shit, then he got sent off.
Think so.
I'm pretty sure he lashed out and got himself sent off, Windass. He'd been savaged.
He said to somebody after the game, he's like, right, we're savage, I'm going to find him, I'm going to fucking hit him.
Oh,
so
he goes into the players' lounge,
yeah, yeah. And he's like, oh, this is my mum and dad.
He steamed up to them, wasn't he?
Yeah.
To knock him out, and they're
gone, hello, right, Mr. Savage, you all right? Yeah, nice to meet you. Yeah, well played today, Robbie. Turns out one even his fucking mum and dad.
Just saw him coming.
And Windass has melted.
That's fucking brilliant.
He was at Leeds every week watching his son.
Josh.
Mm.
He's quite a good player, isn't he?
He was all right, yeah.
Aileen was in the...
He was in the Luke Aileen. in the, which is the Peacock, but they've renamed it for him for the end of the season. Yeah, he said he'd come back. Getting mobbed. One guy, I did like one guy's pitch on Twitter. He said, nice to get a selfie with you, Luke. And he's fucking Mars in the back. What a lad. But no, yeah, FA Cup's alive and well.
That's good though, isn't it?
So what, it's Cov, you,
United,
and City, Chelsea.
City, Chelsea, yeah.
So,
Coventry, Chelsea final.
Yeah, well, I hope not. I think it's looking like a Manchester final, isn't it? Which one? Was everyone in last year or the year before? Recently.
Year before last, I think.
And they absolutely battered you.
Gundogan scored the goal, didn't he?
Gundogan.
After about a minute.
One.
They didn't batter you, I'm talking shy. It was quite an even game, wasn't it? Come to think of
3-2.
It.
3-2.
I think it was, 2-1?
I can't remember now.
I'm sure we equalised.
Glimmering punch.
Maybe.
As always.
Knowledge is through
knowledge
the roof.
Is the bomb. But yeah, no, quality. England squad? You had a little ranty ranterson on...
Well, it's just fucking pathetic, isn't it?
Let me run through it. We'll do goalkeepers first, because there's nothing controversial in it. Sam Johnston, Jordan Pickford, Aaron Ramsdale, all good. All good. Yeah, very much for two friendlies, this, so...
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure how Ramsdale gets in, but...
No, I don't, actually, but who else would be next man up?
Is Butland in...
He's going to pick Pickford, whatever, and he's a man of habit.
Butland plays for...
He was rumoured to get a sniff, wasn't he?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
He was rumoured to get back in.
But yeah, he's been on fire.
What about Nick Pope? Is Nick Pope not...
Is he injured?
He's injured, isn't he? He's still got a shoulder.
Jared Brathwaite? Or
what about James Trafford? James Trafford surely would have been in a sniff.
Really?
Nah.
Yeah.
He's dog shit.
He's out of his
league. Better than fucking Sam Johnston.
Brother's a dick and all. Ben Chilwell, Lewis Dunk, Joe Gomez, Ezri Konsa, Harry Maguire, John Stones, Kyle Walker... Again, though, because it's Southgate, you can't look at it and go, all you boys are irrelevant because he's picking Stones and Maguire with Kyle Walker at right back.
Mm-hmm.
And then if Trippier's fit, he probably plays left back.
Or Chilwell.
It picks itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The way he is. And then obviously you have the Ben White affair.
Mm-hmm.
Some pundits have taken it a little bit too far. Ian Wright being one.
I've not seen...
So Ian Wright... and I'm not going to direct quote this, but I'm near as damn it, basically said that he should ring the parents of a fallen soldier and tell them why he's not going to play for England. I felt it was a bit far, so it's just football, end of the day, and it's just a personal decision that he doesn't want to play. That those, obviously, he played for us, and the thing about Ben White is, whether you think this is right or wrong, I mean, he should always play for England, and the likes of David Beckham flew back from America, for fuck's sake, to play for their country, and there's been some unbelievable stalwarts that have literally bled for the football team, but he doesn't like football. So I think he's just said to Gareth Southgate, well, that's fine, but am I going to play? And Gareth's giving him a political answer of probably, you know what I mean, it's a squad game, yada, yada. And he's like, nah, I'm not bothered. Because he doesn't like football. He's not interested in football. He just wants to play. Train and play, train and play. He doesn't want to sit in a hotel and play ping pong with the lads for... 4 weeks or whatever it is.
He went to Qatar, didn't he? And
he came home. He's not interested. He wasn't going to play. He's not Martin Keown. He's just going to sit on his ass, on his hairy ass. He doesn't want to play. That's his choice.
He's openly said, hasn't he, in the past that he doesn't even watch any.
He doesn't like football. Didn't grow up watching it. Just wants to play. He's a very good footballer.
He's definitely not got a hairy ass either.
No, he's waxed.
He's waxed for sure.
He left Leeds, went back to Brighton. Now it looks like a towie extra.
Why does he do that thing with his shorts and always, like, pull them up?
Because he's a bit of a wanker.
Yeah.
Wilson, that's the thing you got to remember. He's a bit of a tool. Yeah. But it is what it is. If you don't want to play, who gives a shit? On you go. You should always, if you get called up for your country, you should play for him. Simple as that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lose any sleep of you. Next, fuck off. Not bothered. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of the bloody will. Lewis Dunk could give his left arm for an England cap. Touch that one on. Midfielders, Jude Bellingham. Don't know how he's got in there.
Snuck
fucking
in,
average, isn't he?
Snuck in.
Really. Who's he playing side. For? Really. Some Spanish donkey side. Who's he playing for? Copied Leeds' colours. Conor Gallagher. He's raffle ticket. Kid's dog shit. Jordan Henderson. Talking of raffle tickets.
Back of a cereal box.
He's noshed off Southgate, isn't he?
He's got nudes.
I mean, 100%. All those Paddy Power memes of when Southgate's in a crowd watching like Jude Bellingham or something, he's like, I wonder what Jordan Henderson's up to. Oh, I've got the Henderson highlights to get back home. I mean, I get these moved to Ajax and it's a top European club and all this sort of stuff, but come on.
He obviously just sees him as a leader in the dressing room.
Yeah, which is fine. You wouldn't start him, though, would you?
Well, it's a fucking... It's two friendlies, for fuck's sake.
You just got to be there, mate. James Maddison, good to see him back fit and playing again. Declan Rice, who's having a really good season. There's a name glaringly missing from that list.
Yeah.
And I can't believe he's not been picked. Absolutely ridiculous that Calvin Phillips is not there. I mean, what more can you do than give away about four penalties, get sent off, give away a couple of goals? I don't know what else you can do.
He's in blinding form. The fact that he's come out and said he was in better form before
for Man City.
It's like where he played about 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's what happens, though. You get a move wrong.
It should never have gone.
He was England player of the year. Unbelievable player. It was the wrong move.
If you go up, does he come back?
The one thing I would say...
Did
he come back if you go up?
I'm not going to run his Leeds fans is like, he won't get an half try and all this bollocks. The problem with him is, and that's what I was just about to say, actually, I'm glad you led me onto it, is...
You're welcome.
Bielsa's kind of... Pre-Bielsa, he was nothing, and we could have talked about him. I've talked about it before. He could have been sold and no one would have batted an eyelid. He was just like an academy kid. Clearly a good footballer, but like, meh. Bielsa, because of his system, and stick him in as the kids would say, single pivot. Like what I did there.
You sound like an absolute twat.
One holding midfielder. The number four, as I would call it. And just let him deal with everything in front of him. Let him drop into centre-half, pick the ball up. Let him just play and then play in front of him. That's clearly where he's been his best. Now, you're never going to expect Guardiola to do that. And it was up to Calvin to adapt to Man City. And he clearly wasn't good enough. Early doors, it was clear that Pep wasn't having him. Never gave him a chance, or they were fleeting when he did. But now he's at West Ham, which is a lesser club. I know they've got, obviously, players in front of him or what have you, but if you do want to get the best out of Calvin in a short space of time, then you need to put him on his own in midfield. It's pretty, pretty obvious. If a genius like Bielsa will do it, that's your plan. So if you're not going to do that, why bother?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, someone might be screaming at the radio now, well, he's got to adapt, but he clearly can't play in a two. For whatever reason, it doesn't suit him. So you've got to adjust. Or just don't pick him. Or don't bother signing him. So yeah, to answer your question, if he came back to Leeds, we play two in the midfield. So I don't know where he fits in. He has to, quality-wise and everything else, yes, but I genuinely don't know where he drops into. For the same reasons, you can't play in a two and we play a week with the two. So yeah, so I don't know.
Fuck him off then.
Well,
there's also a big name.
Not sure we can afford him either.
From that squad in midfield.
We're in midfield still.
Kobbie Mainoo, who?
Who?
Was fucking unbelievable against Liverpool yesterday.
I've literally no idea you're on about.
Mainoo?
Yes, you do.
Shut your mouth.
No idea, mate.
Well, do you know what? Even the Liverpool fans I was watching the game with were like, fucking hell, he's good. I mean, he's 18.
Yeah, he's quality, to be fair.
He's very good.
But Southgate plays, he's beige, isn't he? Everything about that squad, other than Branthwaite, is safe. I mean, I don't watch any of Everton, so I'm not going to give an opinion.
Branthwaite's good.
Happy days. I'm not going to give an opinion because I've not seen enough of him.
Kane's took a knock as well, hasn't
he? Yeah, he broke the record, didn't he? Yeah. And then limped off.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how many goals he needs, but I think he's got 8 or 9 games to break Lewandowski's record that was previously set by Gerd Muller. Does he need 41 goals?
I think so, yeah.
How many is he on?
31, I think.
Well, how many games to go?
Some 8 or 9, I think, like you said.
Let's do some Eneoluco maths. How many does he need?
Needs 11 if he's on 31.
Yeah, he might get there, you know.
Well,
he might get there. As long as the injuries isn't too serious. And then into the forwards, Jared Bowen, who's had a pretty good year. Phil Foden, who's had an unbelievable year. Mm-hmm. Anthony Gordon, Harry Kane, Cole Palmer again, who's having a great season. On the score sheet again at the weekend. Marcus, I've bought a ticket, Rashford. Bukayo Saka, Ivan Toney and Ollie Watkins. Again, Ivan Toney's a little bit lucky there, I think.
I can't believe Tony's got in ahead of Solanke, if I'm honest.
Yeah, if you're picking on form,
yeah,
that's fair enough. I mean, I will say with Ivan Toney, you know what he can do. And if he's looking for that single striker, maybe he's slightly better than Solanke, but we always moan that he never picks on form. Ollie Watkins can play as a lone striker. As can Tony, and probably Solanke can as well, to be fair. Rashford's going to be off the left if he plays.
His goal in that game against Luton last week was absolutely awesome.
I mean, I'm going to call it, it's a failure if we don't win the tournament.
Will it? Yeah.
You look at these names, there's some generational talents there. It's a joke. We're slightly weak at centre half, if you're being honest.
Yeah.
We're slightly weak at left back.
We're one bad injury away from being.
I mean, Stones is clearly a very good player, but he's been playing a lot of midfield. Yeah. We all know everyone's opinion on Harry Maguire is what it is. I don't see any of those getting ahead of Harry Maguire, which is, it is what it is. I genuinely don't. I think we've got the best right back in the world in Kyle Walker. We're a bit weak at left back. The goalie is what it is. He's okay. He's Pickford. He suits the style. Midfielders, we've got the best young midfielder in the world right now. Calvin Phillips, when he gets back in.
Two of.
Colby Maynard.
He's not there. James Maddison is... obviously, if you play two in the midfield, Bellingham and Declan Rice, I mean, that's just... Well, what do you want? And obviously, Henderson's got to get in, clearly, somewhere. Foden's in the form of his life.
Yeah.
You can always see the automatic starters and the scratch-the-surface players. But Foden starts, Kane starts. He's got to win the tournament. We've come close twice. He's got to win it now.
Yeah.
It's in friendly conditions in Germany in terms of weather-wise and all that sort of thing. I mean, they won't speak the language half of them, but you got over it.
Going to the opening group game.
You are indeed, aren't you, you wanker? Who are you going with?
Just me and Rob.
Oh, I've discussed this. How come the whole podcast isn't going? There's like a sponsors trip.
Huh?
How come the whole podcast isn't going? Part of the sponsorship money.
I don't know. Just glad it landed in my lap, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Fuck you lot.
So let's see how they get on in the friendlies. And then obviously, I'm a little bit nervous because we've got a lot of players going out on international duty. I do think, I'm only saying this because there's 8 games left of what there is. I don't like the timing of the friendlies and the games.
Mm.
And we've got like 4 Welsh players who are all really crucial to us getting over the line.
Dan James, he won.
Yeah, Roden. I'm Purdue.
The badge kisser.
Who's the badge kisser?
Dan James.
Kissed again at the weekend. Mm. Kissed whatever he wanted to kiss. Kinky. Both our centre-halves are playing for Wales. Dan James is in great form. The right back isn't playing much, Roberts, but he's a good player. We've got Kamara playing for Finland against Wales.
Chris,
yes, he was there. He was there in front of me Saturday at Sunday. Cammy,
was he?
Yeah, in the box in front of me. Unbelievable. Well,
why did you get him on the pod then?
Because I'm not going to yell randomly to a stranger.
Why?
There was talk about you getting Chris Kamara on.
Yeah, it's a very loose connection. I was promised by somebody else. It didn't happen. Who lives
honestly,
near him in Wakefield.
I can get Cammy on.
I don't think he's even approached it. Because in the same book as him. He's like, go have a word with me. Yeah, I will. I bloody will. As he fuck. Toss it. So yeah, and then we've got loads on under 21s and stuff. So we've already found out today. I'm doing a Watford pod next week. And we found out today that Rutter's gone for surgery. He was technically our best player, I think. With like 15 assists, which is just ridiculous, or 16 or whatever it is, 18 all comps or something stupid like that assists, which is just scary. Our left back's not going to get back from whatever international duties off to do to the Friday. So panic starts here. I'm such a negative twat.
You are. You really are.
Pessimistic until it's literally something's won, whether that be a playoff final, automatics. Until it's literally like mathematic, like nothing.
Confirmed.
I'll just worry. Even though all the metrics are pointing in like the exact position.
You
won't want to be anybody else.
You worry about your car being unlocked and your front door being undone.
Yeah, I'm just a natural worrier. I'm not. Until I've had a beer and then I don't give a shit about the world.
Your light's on outside.
That's because you pressed that, you prick. Think of the electricity costs. Anyway, I watched Arsenal on
Tuesday.
Who did they play? I can't remember. Good game, by the way.
Porto.
Yeah, great game. Really good game. I just wanted not to talk about that because I couldn't give a shit. But the is it time that we treat footballers like grown-ups and change how penalties work?
In what respect?
Because it fucking takes so long. That walk and all that sort of stuff. Can we not just get them on the D outside? Seriously, is it not time now? Whatever quarter final of who gives a shit? Just get them on the edge of the D or like halfway between. So it's, you know what I mean?
All stood around him going, ooh.
Keepers are being dicks every week. I just, is it not time we just move it?
No.
That's fine. That's fine. I've got any opinion.
Why? Why though?
What's really rattled you about it?
It's just the time it takes. I don't care about the footballers. They're paid well enough to put a ball in from 12 yards. If they don't, they're shit. I don't care who you are. If you can't score a penalty as a professional footballer, absolute state of you. Because a keeper should go nowhere near it if you're at that level of football. Do you know what I mean? It should just be in the corner, yeah,
you
say, low,
if you're that, like,
done.
That level of footballer, you could always,
no,
say,
miss.
You could always flip it on its head and say, if you're that level of goalkeeper. Because there are some...
No, because it's basic, it's basic physics, isn't it? You know where the ball's going. He doesn't know. You kick it hard enough into the corner, he can't physically get there unless it is the one of the, like, Shilton against Pele. No, Banks against Pele. Unless it's that level of save.
That's what I'm saying, sir.
We get the credit to Shilton, then.
Sorry, Gordon.
Sorry, Gords. He's dead, isn't he?
There's some proper shithouses with penalty shootouts as well, because you've got, like, your main striker going fifth just because they want to score the winning penalty.
Yeah, that is bad, that. Go first, set the tone.
I know. It's obviously a different level of football, but when I went to watch Lincoln United, they went through in a FA Vars game.
Oh, yeah.
And our friend Jake is a main striker. I think he's a top goal scorer. And he openly admitted it was, like, the 91st minute, and obviously it was going to penalties. And he just said to the manager, yeah, I want to come off. He was like, I don't fucking want to take one.
No, I respect that. I respect it.
Nah, not for me.
That's fine. If you haven't got it, you haven't got it.
You lot do it.
That's why the likes of Southgate, although it was an horrendous penalty, at least he put his hand up. I mean, there's so many different players that we've had this argument ages ago, didn't we, about penalties?
Not again.
No, with Carl's not here, so it's fine. Because I was right and he was wrong. But yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with it. If you're brave, like Batty, Ince, all them boys, if they put their hand up and take it, then we shouldn't miss, but fair enough. And it's only psychological reason they're missing it. It's not physical. They can kick a ball in the back of the net for 12 yards. It's just like Kane against, was it France, wasn't it?
France, yeah.
I mean, I honestly, I'd have put my house on him. He don't miss them.
No.
He don't miss. So unless you slip and stuff, pressure's a funny old game.
Big shout out to them, though, by the way. Lincoln United. They're what?
Yes, another local side.
Two games away from
up the Whites.
Wembley.
I used to work there, of course.
Did you?
Yeah. Ran the clubhouse for 9 months, just before I started with small beer.
Nice.
Some would say the greatest 9 months ever anyone's ever had in there, serving beer. I wouldn't say that, just that's what they do say. I think my plaque's up next week, I think. Never mind your vase. And then, funny enough, you weren't here last week, but as soon as we walked out of here, we had a really, quite a good financial fair play chat. And as soon as we walked out, my phone flashed up that they were trying to change it to a different system, which I thought was quite interesting. So have you read this about the new system?
No.
So they move away from profit and loss as it is now. So you're allowed to lose X amount over a 3-year period now. They want to adopt, this is Premier League, they want to adopt the European model or the UEFA model of you're allowed to lose a percentage of your turnover. So whatever way you paint it, it helps the big clubs, clearly.
Yeah.
So if you're in Europe, you would be able to spend 75% of your turnover. If you're not in Europe, 85%. But clearly, the bigger the turnover, the more you can spend, it favours them. Mm-hmm. And then I was reading a very interesting tweet from Henry Winter today, which I shall read you now, because he's a very good journalist, Henry Winter. And I don't agree with everything he says, but he's normally quite bang on the money with stuff. So off the back of that, those Premier League clubs delaying the new deal for the EFL, I don't know if you've seen that, but they've not put pen to paper on a new deal to send a bit more money down. I was listening to ex-Leeds chairman, wanker, Peter Risdale, the other day, and he was saying that it's about $4 million extra a year. That's all they would kind of get per club. Yes, and he is a prick. Clubs face a painful day tomorrow when events in Parliament bring the independent regulator closer. The eventual appointment of a strong KC as a regulator to stand up to the selfish owners is vital. Football governance bill being tabled for parliamentary debate to protect clubs as vital community assets focused on financial resources, suitable owners, fan interests and approved competitions. Regulator will work with FA, Premier League, EFL, etc., but have strong independent mind/powers. Talks have already started with potential candidates to be independent regulator. The KC I've heard about as contenders are ferociously bright and tough, who will need to be the more selfish Premier League clubs and certain rogue EFL owners may make tricky opponents. So this is what it's all about, folks. This is why they're slapping points deductions on people. That's why they've suddenly turned up to the party, slapped 115 or wherever it is on Man City, because they need to look like they've got teeth when we all know they don't.
Yeah. Like dentures have fallen out.
So whether or not they still try and put the UEFA version through and let an independent regulator check it before they go through, it's all very interesting. Which leads us nicely on to Nottingham Forest getting a minus four today. Would have been six, but they got a two off for good behaviour.
Have you read their statement?
Have read the statement because I don't want to.
It basically just says what you've said about obviously favouring the higher teams in the pyramid, and that it's a little bit unfair. And obviously they touch on the Brennan Johnson transfer and stuff. And
I don't really have any sympathy for Forest because they bought like 90 players.
I mean, yeah, they did.
It was just silly. Like even from the outside, without knowing the numbers, it just looked silly. Being able to buy that keeper in it was like won the European Cups and stuff. Yeah. It was just a bit silly. And I get that if they'd have got Johnson out of the club at the right time, they'd be absolutely fine. But they didn't. Rules are rules, is what it is. And it's just, it doesn't work because it helps. We're not going on a Leeds thing. The teams that finished above us last year all cheated.
Yeah.
And we're not getting any help from it. I don't want any help from it. I'm having a great season, is what it is. But they all cheated. And it's Luton's now. It's Luton's game. So if Luton stay up, Leicester cheated, probably going up next year to points deductions. Forest cheated, points deductions. Everton cheated, points deductions. Doesn't help those that were relegated, does it?
No.
It's just ridiculous. But I don't want to go over it again because we did it last week. But how do you feel the different version? Does it change anything in your mind? The percentage on turnover?
Not really.
Because where it is quite interesting, because again, you can only look at it from your own club, the likes of Leeds would actually benefit from it. Villa would benefit from it because they've actually got quite good turnovers. It changes Newcastle's fortunes a little bit because as they grow and they put more sponsorship and the turnover grows.
But ultimately, it's still
going to favour the ones that are currently in the nightclub.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Super League-esque, isn't it? I think the whole thing.
Yeah.
It just favours. It favours big teams, but...
What are you going to do, huh?
What are you going to do, eh?
We can't do anything in your wank palace, mate, so...
Do you want some fun facts?
Go on, then.
Hit us.
Hit me with your fact stick.
Hit me.
You'll have to wait, because I've accidentally deleted the post. Oh, no, actually, it's on Twitter. Ignore me. Right.
So you might have a theme tune.
Do you want a theme tune? I haven't really got one.
Okay.
So I'll just play our theme tune. All right.
We need a producer.
Can hell, you're asking for much, aren't you? We should just change the podcast to three Herberts and three mics. Four if Tibbs is here. It starts with, I love shit like this, I love shit like this. So some of these you're going to know, some you're not. So number one, in the 1400s, a law was set forth in England that a man was allowed to beat his wife with a stick no thicker than his thumb. Hence, we have the rule of thumb.
Is that so?
I don't know. It's on Twitter. It must be true. Many years ago in Scotland... Oh, no, I know this one. Many years ago in Scotland, a new game was invented. It was ruled gentlemen only, ladies forbidden. And thus the word golf entered the English language. Did you know that one?
No.
You know that one?
No.
Each king, even, in a deck of playing cards represents a great king from history. Spades, King David. Hearts, Charlemagne. Clubs, Alexander the Great. Diamonds, Julius Caesar.
Nice.
Another fun fact for you. I like this one. In Shakespeare's time, why that's a thing, I don't know why there's no number on it. I don't know why it's Shakespeare's time, but okay, it works. Mattresses were secured on bed frames by ropes. When you pulled on the ropes, the mattress tightened, making the bed firmer to sleep on. Hence the phrase, good night, sleep tight. Yeah. Thoughts on that one, gents?
Interesting.
This is like a lesson, isn't it?
So, honestly,
you learn something new every
school
day.
Every week on this podcast.
I feel like we're educating the wrong crowd, but...
number five.
Crowd?
It was the accepted practice in Babylon 4,000 years ago that for a month after the wedding, the bride's father would supply his son-in-law with all the mead he could drink. Mead is a honey beer, and because their calendar was lunar-based, the period was called the honey month, which is also known today as the honeymoon.
Why did you say that like a town crier?
I don't
hear
know.
Hear ye.
Da-ding, it is honeymoon.
Honeymoon.
Da-ding, honey month. Don't know.
Who made that up? David Gray?
Oh, no.
Babylon.
Fucking tune, by the way.
Babylon.
Sixth and final. At the start of every football season, Tottenham Hotspur fans claim they're a massive club and are going to win a trophy. Hence the phrase, deluded cunts.
Very good.
Was that all teed up?
Long-winded joke, baby. Play the long game. That's what they say.
That's tickled me.
Have you seen there's a new Ghostbusters coming out?
No.
It's made me angry. So, I don't know if you remember, it doesn't take much. Do you remember ages ago, I had a little rant about how films were shit these days? Wilson, you'd have been a listener at this point, so you may recollect, I don't know. It's before you joined us on a permanent transfer from estate agent podcast FC, where you were talking about weird things like house prices. And yeah, I was a bit annoyed because they'd done remakes, but not proper remakes. Like, yeah. Put like all female casts in, and just bombed at the box office for whatever reason. Like, it's like the Top Gun one, they remade it properly. Not that I've seen it, but from all I can tell, and all that sort of stuff. And it's just movies are getting lazy. You got all the Iron Man films and what's all that shit called? You'll know. You got a lad,
Marvel,
and all that bollocks.
Avengers,
and every year they're topping the pops and all that. You know what I mean? Ding, 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 ding. They're all, oh, they've won this and that, and it's the most box office. It's just bollocks. And there's no good movies anymore. And I was watching YouTube the night, shocker. And there's an advert for another Ghostbusters film. I was like, fucking really?
Why do they need another one then?
So they're doing it with, they've shoved Paul Rudd in there. Is it Paul Rudd? From Friends and loads of good films.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the ageless Paul Rudd. So they've shoved him in there and they've brought all the old actors back.
What's the point?
From the original. Because they're fucking lazy, mate. No one makes decent films anymore.
What is that, the old Charlie and the Chocolate Factory one that's come out?
Wonka.
Yeah. Wanker. Shit. It was shit.
But nobody's making Shawshank anymore, are they? No one's taking a great book and readapting it to film. No one's putting any care or attention in. And even if they are, they don't get any publicity. So you don't get to see them. It's ridiculous. Everything's straight to Netflix now as well.
I was going to say, and if they are, they're cutting it into 10 parts and putting it on Netflix, aren't they?
Or, oh, look, another serial killer thing.
Or it'll just be we'll like a YouTube short or a TikTok, won't it? It won't be anything like...
I just don't want to be old man shouting at clouds, but I'm honestly, like, nothing's... even music's shit now. Football's shit. It's not what it used to be. Music's wank.
What says the guy who's trying to get rid of fucking penalty shootouts?
No, I just want to change where they stand, Wilson. That's all. I feel it's better.
What does it matter where they stand?
Because I can give them some shit.
You're allowed one player that can stand on the edge of the box, digging out loads of shit about him while they take the penalty.
You're allowed to pick one shit house, like in ice hockey. Can't fight anybody, but you can just give them shit.
Stand there giving them shit.
Yeah, and then like you'll have like a little notepad of stuff.
That you know that...
Like from his childhood and that. You've gone really done a deep dive into his primary school years. Found out he was bullied by somebody or something. It's a theory.
Your dad's a nonce.
How did you know? As he puts it over the bar.
Shit. That would be good, though.
I was also watching something on YouTube the other day, and a personal thing of mine that I really enjoy, and it's a shame Carl isn't here anymore because that's what he used to do, is when people use things wrongly. Whereas I've done it a couple of times recently to take the mantle off Stubbsy. But I was watching something the other day, and they were talking about something in a Moneyball context, but completely mischaracterized what Moneyball is. And it was describing how this team had bought all the best players, like Moneyball. No, that's the complete opposite of Moneyball. That's not what it is at all. But nice one. And I'm pretty sure it was somebody like Carragher, so somebody who should know their shit, on one of those overlap things. I'm like, that's not what it is.
Watch the film. He's a bellend, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a prick.
See him trying to sell fucking Kate Abdo down the river last week.
That was bad. That was really bad.
Yeah, not great. Did you see her rebuttal the next night? She handled it so well.
She really did, yeah.
So well.
She's good, though, isn't she?
What a fucking...
Yeah.
It's a proper cunt's trick, that, though.
It wasn't great, was it?
It's awful.
The laugh after was the worst bit.
Well, yeah, regardless of if it, if it's true or not. Just, you know, it's no one's fucking business for a start.
He knew he'd fucked up.
He just tried to be funny, but no, it wasn't.
It's not true or anything. He's just a fucking dick. But he knew he'd fucked up with a laugh, and then he went, oh, he hadn't mentioned this show, has he? Oh, you're digging now, pal.
Yeah.
Because you realise you've said something so stupid live on air. And because that show's really heavily clipped, because obviously we don't get it on UK TV, but it is widely appreciated as a good show, isn't it? Mm. Their Champions League coverage.
You see when they spoke to Harry Kane?
No.
Yeah.
He was talking to Harry Kane about...
Sold him down the river on the fire stick, didn't they?
He was saying about watching the Premier League, and then someone said, well, how did you watch that, Harry? Well, Harry's got a dodgy stick.
Yeah.
First thing he put in his suitcase when he went to...
It would be, wouldn't it?
Germany.
The Happy TV.
But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. He is a dick.
Such poor form.
That is a good show, though. I wish it was on UK TV. Except when they have random Americans on. I can't really listen to them. After having God knows how many months of listening to Jesse Marsh trying to tell me about football.
Wouldn't it be good, though, if our sports coverage was like that?
It's as poor as it's ever been, mate.
It's so shit.
It's poor. I remember listening to it. This clip will definitely do the rounds if Leeds get over any sort of line, whether that's, again, playoffs, automatic. I don't want to tempt any fates, lads. Whatever. Even if we don't. It is what it is. I don't want to be in the fucking Premier League anyway. Shit. Remind me of that in about 3 months. And Paul Merson was on one of those Soccer Saturday panels pre-season, and he's like, fucking hell. It sounds a bit like I read that. How's Fart got that job? Because he's won the championship twice, mate. That's how he's got that job. And he was genuinely flummoxed to how Daniel Farke had got the Leeds job. He must have the best fucking agent. Really? He's literally won it twice. What more do you want from a guy? His Premier League credentials are where we'd question him.
Yeah.
Not Championship.
Yeah, so...
He won it at Cantor twice.
You'll get to January, sack him, and then get
I'd sack him immediately. Just upon promotion.
Best chance.
Cheers, lad. Shake hands. Thanks. We're moving on.
Thanks for all your time.
Who was it that said that? There was some famous pundit that said, that's the first thing you should do, is sack the guy that's got you up. I mean, it's a pretty mental thing today, especially for like Newcastle, like Benitez and stuff. I'm only joking, I wouldn't do it. He deserves a crack at it.
Well, we're all waiting for it.
Who do you want as your next manager?
What, after Ten Hag?
Well, he's not sticking around, is he? That Ineos bloke, he'll have him out in no time. Who do you want?
I've not really thought about it, to be honest. Maybe Zidane. Maybe. I don't know. There was a lot of talk of Graham Potter, wasn't there? But
you don't want that, do you?
No.
Potter.
I wouldn't mind De Zerbi, to be honest.
He's a lunatic.
Yeah, I like that. Love a lunatic.
It's not what you need, though, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I love a lunatic.
Yeah, you might, but it's not what you need, surely.
Why he's not on the board.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Would you really?
I just want somebody who plays who's got a clear identity.
Oh, you'll definitely get that.
And but a clear it's way not... of playing football. Because at the minute, we are just playing. We are moments FC. We're just playing moments. We just hope for somebody to do something. That's literally all we do. Hope that Scott McTominay will fluke one in off his fucking ball bag.
If you do get rid of him in the summer, and Liverpool are also looking... Who else will be looking? Newcastle might be looking if they feel like Eddie Howe's...
If they don't get...
they don't get any Europa sort of... League. Yeah, which is looking... That's doable. So they might be looking.
We could bring in your lookalike from France.
My...
Will Still. We'll bring him in.
He's far better looking than I am. You got a coaching badges, mate.
No matter. Right, in fact, Austria. No. We'll bring that Dorking dude from Wonders. Dorking. Yeah. We'll bring him in. He'll sort him out.
That is air transplant now. He looks $1 million. Mm. But it would be interesting if all those three jobs were up for grabs. All three very different projects with different... Oh, I just called it a project.
Wanker.
Never mind your wonker. Oh, that was disgusting. Oh, I feel dirty. All three good, massive clubs in their own... Well, Newcastle's not massive, but huge clubs. No, that's about the same thing. Big clubs. And then the U2 whoppers. And I mean that in a nice sense.
Yeah.
Would be interesting, wouldn't it? Who else is looking for a manager?
Chelsea, maybe.
Chelsea might reach its end of its course at Brighton. Doesn't look like it's great down there in terms of between the manager and the thing. And if he does get offered the likes of your job.
Be interesting. Some good managers abroad. They were
booing
well.
Poch, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, they took Who did he take off? Mudrick. He took off Mudrick yesterday.
And left Sterling on.
Literally all the ground was booing him.
That was a great free kick, though, from Sterling.
Oh, yes. Just landed.
And Jenny, I was saying about penalties earlier. One of the worst penalties I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might as well have picked up and chucked it back.
And he's pulled it off a guy who scored 5-5.
Yeah, what's that? Well. Yeah, what is that all about?
He's just pulled rank on him, hasn't he? He's just pulled rank being an older player, more senior player or whatever.
Silly.
When Cole Palmer's miles better than him.
Just to think, wasn't that long ago we hammered Cole Palmer on here.
Only because he couldn't talk. After
We played a clip of him and everything.
Oh, God.
I hope he goes on to be the best player in the world.
Listen to this.
Listen to these twats.
Listen to these three dickheads.
I hope he calls us out live on Sky. Seems unlikely.
Well, maybe that was his upturning form. Well. He listened to that.
Could be. I really need to straighten up and fly right.
Well, just, yeah. And on him talking to the press, fucking Tim Sherwood.
Oh, that's another one.
Made an absolute bell of himself as well, didn't he?
What was that all about?
Stupid.
It's not, that's not fair though, is it?
No.
It's not a fair thing to say.
And I'll be honest, I thought Palmer did it as well as he could.
No, he really did. For those who haven't seen it, he basically said, you're playing really well, you need better players around you.
And your teammates are shit, basically.
I know you're not going to say it, but you need good players around you, don't you?
I mean, I wish he'd gone, you're absolutely right. They are dog shit. Yeah. I've just left Man City.
Is that what he's expected?
I played with Gundogan and Foden last year, and these are jokers.
But wouldn't it be good if players were actually honest and go, yeah, you're right, to be fair, Tim?
We had a spell of Maddison being very honest, didn't we? Not to that level, but he was very honest.
Well, Grealish is
yeah.
Mainly, isn't he?
He's not a very good season, is he?
He's been in and out.
Injured, aren't he?
Do you know what's just fine if cigars are on this year for Man City? Like, you can't really top what they did last year. Why bother trying? They might win the league.
Well, in fairness, I would say that if you go and do that again, then it's arguably a better
Which is clearly on.
Yeah.
I did hear some of the video. I hadn't really clocked it. I listened to the radio and they went, and the double treble's still on. I thought, oh, fuck me, isn't it? Mm. Yeah.
But haven't they got Real Madrid now?
In yes.
Champions League, that'd be a fucking good game, that. Oof. Very good game.
I've not looked at the Champions League draw.
Frothing.
I think I was at a work event when that was out.
Well, I think...
Who else is playing who?
I can't remember who Liverpool have got. I want to say they've got
They're
Bayern
in the
Munich.
Champions League.
Not Liverpool. Arsenal, sorry. Arsenal have got Bayern Munich.
Yeah, it's at Madrid first, which is interesting.
I'm sure Arsenal have got
so
Bayern
it's,
Munich.
So it's at Madrid first, yeah. Arsenal host Bayern Munich first.
Yeah.
Then have to go to the Allianz Arena. French.
French.
PSG versus Barcelona.
Good game as well.
Again, so Barca will host second. And the raffle ticket game, Atletico and Dortmund. I mean, thank you, lucky stars, that's drawing it. One more round, lads. Bit more cash in the coffers.
Yeah.
You've avoided Barca, PSG, Bayern and Arsenal are currently top of the Premier League, Madrid and Man City.
Kissed on the dick by a fairy.
Thank you very much. And it turns it instantly into fairy liquid.
Yeah.
Nailed it. And then it's a Dortmund host second game.
Can we predict what we think will happen.
Yeah, let's do wild predictions.
And then come back to them.
So they're on the 9th of the 4th. So a few weeks' time. So games played 9th of the 4th. So what are we predicting? Who goes
Just
through?
Who progresses, yeah.
Who progresses? Oof. Oof.
Very posh.
So Real Madrid, Man City.
I'm going to say Real Madrid.
I'm going to say Man City.
I'm also going to say Man City. I was going to say Real Madrid, but I think Man City have got off the back now.
Yeah.
I think they know how to win football matches in Europe now, and on their day, and they've got all the players fit. You know, I think someone like Haaland might be the difference. Arsenal, Bayern, why do you think Bayern are going to go through?
I would say Bayern.
Yeah, because Bayern are going through.
Yeah.
Because Arteta will be like a twat on the touchline.
Okay.
He's a cock, innit?
Oh, I can't stand him.
I cannot stand him either. Prick.
Why does no one tell him to get back in his technical fucking area?
He's a complete and utter dickhead.
Yeah, he's a ball bag. Anyway, in all seriousness, Arsenal, Bayern?
Well, Kane will definitely score against Arsenal, won't he?
So are we full stretch for Bayern?
I think so, yeah.
PSG, Barcelona?
I'm going to say Barcelona because PSG are perennial bottle jobs.
They I'm going to say Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah, I'm a Paris Saint-Germain.
Barcelona, well, they used to be. Xavi's leaving. They're miles behind Madrid in the league, aren't they? Yeah, well, it might be a Rafinha masterclass. And yes, I did back Brazil at Cheltenham. Didn't do anything, but I did back Cheltenham. Brazil, my favourite horse. They didn't do anything. Had it in Acre. And then the wooden spoon, Madrid versus Dortmund, that nobody's going to watch.
Dortmund.
DT?
Milan.
They're not playing.
Milan.
I thought you said Milan.
Yes, Sol Campbell.
Who's going to win Madrid or Dortmund? Milan.
He's Sol Campbell. I think France will progress. They're not in here, Sol.
Who do we play?
I'm not telling you.
Fucking hell.
Macclesfield.
Hey, Milan. Atletico Madrid versus Dortmund.
Atletico
Mr.
Madrid.
Taylor.
M.
There's the name of the podcast. Mm. Milan.
Which goes to show how much I fucking care about that. Atletico.
Of any of these games, does anyone think there's going to be some, like, a wild scoreline, like a 4-0 or out? Like Madrid are going to shock the world and just stick four past him. It's all going to go badly wrong.
I reckon Madrid-Dortmund's going to be one of the best games of football you've ever seen.
Maybe it's Milan.
It's going to finish 7-6 on aggregate.
That is, to be fair, that is a sexy-looking quarters, to be fair. There's a lot of good football sides in there. That is a good-looking quarters. To be fair to them. To be fair to them.
And have you seen who Villa have drawn Leverkusen in the Europa League as well? And Xabi Alonso's unbeaten now in, I think, 37 or 38
well,
games.
Well, fuck it. Let's do them as well. And Milan are in this one.
Yes.
CT. So he just predicted it a bit quicker. Benfica, Marseille. Do it quickly because no one cares.
Benfica.
Marseille.
Benfica also. Leverkusen, West Ham. You've just touched on.
Oh, is it West Ham?
West Ham.
Leverkusen.
Oh, Leverkusen.
They're on about maybe getting them in the final.
Villa.
Who?
I thought it was Villa.
No. Villa are in that other thing.
Oh, the conference shite.
We all said Leverkusen, right? I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Liverpool, Atalanta.
Liverpool.
Yeah, me too. Milan versus Roma. All Italian affair.
Atletico Madrid.
You beat me to it. I was about to say that.
What is that other thing called? Oh, it's the Europa Conference League. So... we're not going to predict them because nobody actually cares, but Villa have got Lille.
Lille.
Who are doing quite well, I think.
Lille. They've got some good players, Lille.
The rest are all, like, named after port scratchings and stuff.
Carabag.
They're just, yeah, just fake places in Europe.
You know? Yeah, made them up.
One hasn't even got a name, it's just letters. Like, okay.
Which one's that?
It's Athens, I think. Yeah,
pretty Athens. Famous club, mate.
Yeah, it is. To be fair, is it Athens?
AK.
AK Athens, yeah.
No, it's not them.
Ike.
I am Salt. Desperately looking for their longer form name. PAOK.
Yeah, PAOK Salonika.
Oh, okay.
All right, mate.
Yeah. Knowledge is the bomb that you've just dropped. Yeah, the rest is all shit. Right, let's go home.
What did you call him?
Salonika, aren't they?
Thessaloniki.
Huh?
Thessaloniki.
That's what he said, isn't it?
It's a Salonika, which I think...
Potato, not booking potato. It for your old ear.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm off the... I'm off the grease, mum.
Oh, God.
Welcome back, Wilson.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
You were here last week, so I can't say anything to you.
It's been a lot of sport this week. We've been very
on topic.
There
was loads last week as well.
OTT.
Very on topic.
Oh, we'll do... pure 60 minutes of knob gag next
do
week.
Do bollocks next week.
Literally. Well, you were bringing something you haven't brought this week.
Oh,
so
yeah,
bring
we
that
haven't
next
done your
week.
Game yet.
Okay. You got very excited on WhatsApp about it. So bring that next week. They'll hold you to it, the listeners. We'll get messages and everything. You've been listening to the Gone Off on a Tangent podcast with me, Adam, him, Wilson.
Good night.
Him, DT.
Forza Milan.
See you next week. Love you. Bye-bye.